Hello everyone, this is Noah.
And I'm Simon.
And welcome to the Resolve Podcast.
We're your resource for all things mental health, academic success, and personal growth.
Devoted to helping students thrive and build the resilience to succeed in school and in life.
Is social media causing a youth mental health crisis? A new book points a finger at Instagram, TikTok, and other apps. Researchers say it's not that simple. In the book, The Anxious Generation, social psychologist Jonathan Haidt suggests that youth are experiencing more mental health problems than ever before because of social media. The book suggests that these apps are rewiring children's brains with addictive content that keeps kids from playing and socializing in person. While the book's premise sounds scary, scientists say that even though social media can make existing mental health problems worse, it isn't the main culprit for the youth mental health crisis. Does social media negatively affect mental health? Scientists have conducted studies that carefully control and measure whether mental well-being is linked to social media. A large study found that social media use can increase the severity of depression, anxiety, or other mental health conditions in young people who already have these mental health problems. Although social media isn't always the reason you might be experiencing anxiety or depression, it can amplify these feelings and make them worse. Signs social media is starting to impact your mental health. In addition, here are some signs that your social media use might be getting out of hand. Spending more time glued to your screen than hanging out with friends in person, losing sleep because of doom scrolling, causing body image concerns, anxiety, and problems with self-esteem, spending too much money on Twitch streams or other influencers, having arguments in real life about social media use, and performing risky behaviors or stunts for likes. So did social media kickstart the mental health crisis? Well, it's true that more young people than ever are experiencing mental health problems. Just because we're spending more time on social media in the last 10 to 15 years doesn't mean that social media is to blame. Correlation does not always equal causation. So did the increase in mental health problems start with the rollout of social media worldwide? Well, not exactly. Researchers looked at 72 different countries and saw no association between the rollout of Facebook and well-being in the country studied. Another study also challenges the claim that social media and screen time rewire the brain. Longest-term study to date on brain development found no evidence that smartphones and spending time on social media actually rewired parts of the brain. So what's causing the increase in mental health problems for youth? There are, unfortunately, no simple answers. Candace L. Odgers, a professor of the University of California, Irvine, who's involved in international research on child development, writes, "The onset and development of mental disorders such as anxiety and depression are driven by a complex set of genetic and environmental factors. There's a combination of different reasons that might explain the increase, including guns and exposure to violence, discrimination, racism and sexism, financial problems, and social isolation. Since there may be multiple causes of mental health problems, treating social media addiction or limiting screen time won't be a magical fix for all the issues related to anxiety, depression, or ADHD. Meeting with a mental health professional like a psychotherapist or social worker can help you get to the root of the problem, help break bad habits, and treat the underlying issues that might be driving unhealthy social media usage. Resolve offers free consultations with mental health professionals that can help you start the journey to improving your mental well-being."
And of course, a disclaimer. This podcast and all of our mental health learning and educational content is not therapy and is not a replacement for therapy.
Please seek professional help if needed. Go to www.resolve2vs.ca to get the support you need.
And that's all for now. We hope this was helpful in some small way. If you like our content, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. Make sure to keep updated with all of our content on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
And of course, come check us out at www.resolve, that's resolve with two V's, .ca to learn more about how our services can support your needs.
Till next time, take care. Theme song for this podcast is done by the band Mokuse no Maguro in their song Midnight Empty Street.